Ah, don't touch that dial. Listen to... Yes, folks, it's another half hour of fun with Blondie and Dagwood, brought to you by the Colgate-Palmolive Tea Company, makers of the new Super Suds with Pyray, the soap that makes all your clothes look newer, and Colgate Gentle Cream, to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. Well, as the Christmas season approaches, the Bumsteads have the same problem that lots of other parents have right now. What do the children want Santa Claus to bring them? Well, let's see what Blondie and Dagwood are doing about this morning.
John,
huh?
Have you heard either of the children mention anything special they'd like for Christmas?
No, not a word, Blondie.
Hmm.
Do you suppose they know that Christmas is coming?
Well, of course. Haven't you noticed how they've been acting like little angels?
Yeah. They've been so well behaved lately, I thought something was the matter with them.
Did you notice the way Alexander held my chair for me at the dinner table last night?
Yeah, for a minute I was afraid he was going to zip it right out from under you.
Oh. And Cookie's been helping me a lot with the housework.
Mm.
Yesterday she broke 5 dishes.
Yeah. Oh, good.
But I haven't heard one word from either of them about Christmas presents.
Well, don't worry, Blondie, dear. When I come home for lunch today, I'll just ask them a few little innocent questions and kind of weasel the information right out of them.
Do you think you can?
Oh, Blondie, they're just children. I'm a grown man.
I'm not convinced. I mean, I'm not convinced you can find out what they were.
Oh, yeah. Okay, dear, you see. No child can outsmart Dagwood Bumstead.
Hey, Cookie.
Yes, Alexander?
I've been thinking about all those mistakes that Santa Claus made with our presents last year. Remember?
Yeah. What do you suppose happened? Santa Claus got things right at everybody else's house.
I'm afraid it was Papa messing up.
How do you mean?
Look, we told Papa the things we wanted, and he must have told Santa Claus the wrong thing.
Well, what are we going to do this year, then?
Well, if we want Santa Claus to bring Mom that silver dresses that she's always wanted, we've got to be sure not to tell Papa about it.
But how are we going to tell Santa Claus?
We'll tell him in person.
You're crazy if you think I'm going to walk to the North Pole.
Oh, no. Santa Claus is at Ormandy's department store this week. We'll go down and tell him and make sure that Mom gets that silver treasure set.
Oh, goody. That's something she wants more than anything else.
And whatever you do, be sure that you don't tell Pop anything you're going to ask Santa Claus for. After all, why should we be dealing with the mailman?
Now, come on, children. Finish your lunch or you'll be late for school.
Oh, gee, Mom. If I eat too fast, you say I'm shoveling my food. And if I eat too slow, you say I'm picking at it.
Well, can't you eat it sort of medium speed?
Sure, but that's no fun.
Oh, Cookie, Cookie, stop eating with your fingers.
Oh, Daddy was doing it.
Daddy, were you eating with your fingers?
Well, Cookie was doing it.
Now, dear, weren't you,
Now, children, have you noticed all the wonderful toys and things in all the store windows?
Golly, yeah.
All sorts of snappy.
Oh, what a snap. Now, did you see anything in the window you especially liked, Jelly Jandy?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, what was it?
My reflection.
Reflection, huh?
Please, Dagwood,
not
at the table.
Oh, excuse me. Now, you know what I mean, Alexander. Now, listen. Did you see any toys you especially liked?
No.
How about you, Cookie?
Not particularly. How are you doing, dear?
Never mind. Now, listen, children. There must be something you want old Santa to be sure and bring. Now, isn't there?
Yes, but we're going to tell Santa Claus himself on purpose.
Any
rest is up to him. Come on, Cookie. We better be on our way back to school.
Okay. Goodbye now. Goodbye, children, and be careful crossing the street.
We will, Mother.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Well, that was an interesting cross-examination, Mr. District Attorney. You sure did weasel the information out of him.
Yeah. Boy, they shut up just like little clams.
You know, honey, I'm sure there's something important the children want Santa to bring them. And if we don't find out what it is, they're going to be terribly disappointed.
Well, don't you worry, Blondie. I'll find out what it is yet. No child can outsmart Dagwood Bumstead.
Seems to me I've heard that before.
I'm sure Mr. Gittins will help me. Let's see if he can. Elizabeth, it's your brilliant and intelligent assistant.
Come in, Jingle Brain.
Good morning, J.C. Are you going to play Santa Claus for the Boys Club again this year?
No, they asked me, but I turned them down.
Oh, gee. Now, where else can they get anybody with such a bright red nose?
That's right.
Well, the reason why I asked was because I want you to help me out.
Well, I'd be glad to help you out. Of a high window.
Oh. Come on, Mr. Gittins. Be a good sport, even if it hurts you a little.
What do you want me to do?
Well, I want you to call up on the phone tonight and pretend to be Santa Claus, huh? How about it? And when you talk to Alexander and Cookie, find out what they want for Christmas. Will you do it, huh?
No.
Okay, don't do it then.
Well, sir, don't give up so quickly. Ask me a few more times.
You're kidding, J.C. You've got such a slow voice over the phone. You know, you would have made a wonderful actor.
Oh, do you really think so?
No. But when you turn on the charm and the jolly laugh and the Santa Claus chuckle, I know you can find out from the kids just what they want. There'll be a cinch for you, J.C., maybe.
Of course it'll be a cinch. What do you mean, maybe?
Well, those kids of mine are pretty smart.
They didn't inherit anything from you.
Okay, on second thought, Mr. Gittins, I'll get Herb Woodley to do it. He'd be much better.
You'll do nothing of the sort.
Oh, yes, I will.
At 6:30 tonight, just have the kids near the phone.
Yeah?
They're going to get a call from dear old Santa Claus.
Ho, 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 ho. I'll get it, Blondie.
No, I'll get it, dear. Hello?
Hello, Blondie. This is the Eskimo Telephone Company. Operator Oogly Boogly speaking. I have a long distance call from Santa Claus, the North Pole, for your little angel.
Oh, hello, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Is that Santa Claus on the phone?
Let me talk to him.
Wait a minute. I want to talk to Sandy myself.
Dagwood wants to talk to you first, Santa Claus.
Yes.
You remember little Dagwood Bumstead, don't you?
Little Brain Bumstead, we call him. Oh, come on, Blondie. Put your young thumblet on and let me find out what you want.
Oh, thank you, Sandy. Here's Dagwood.
Let me talk to him, Mom. I want to talk to him.
Hello, Sandy.
Oh, go choke your head.
Ah, gee, Santa Claus, you still got the same jolly voice. What did you call up for, Sandy?
What did I call up for? To hear your lovely voice. You jabber-jaw, jam-headed jackass. Put those kids on, I'll hang up.
Okay, Santa Claus, right away. All right, here, children, he wants to talk to you.
Go ahead, Cookie, but just say hello. I'll handle the business details.
Okay.
Here's a phone, Cookie.
Hello, Santa. Hello
there, Cookie. Have you been a good little girl?
Yes, I have, at least for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, that's fine. Now tell me the one thing you specially want for Christmas.
The real special thing?
Yes.
Here's the phone, Alexander. He's talking business. Hello?
Oh, is that you, Alexander?
Yeah. Is that you, Santa Claus?
Sure, it's me. Hey, sounds like my reindeer are getting restless. Won't be long before I'll be loading up my sleigh. What do you want me to bring you?
Well, there's one special thing I'd like. But I'll tell you when I see it on the department store.
Oh, tell me now, Alexander, my boy. I'd like to have my assistants, the gremlins, start working on whatever it is.
Oh, no. I'll tell you when I see it, Ormandy. This call must be costing you a lot of money, so I better quit talking. Goodbye.
Why, Alexander, you hung up on Sandy without telling him the special thing you want.
Yeah, that's an awful thing to do. Imagine hanging up on Santa Claus.
Oh, don't worry about that, Pop. That was just Mr. Ditters pretending to be Santa Claus.
We'll return to the Bumsteads and their children in just a moment.
What's new today? Oh, ladies, listen while I say it's new super suds. With Pyre, make all your clothes look newer today. Get the white clothes whiter and color brighter with new super suds.
Hear that, ladies? New super suds with Pyre makes all your clothes look newer.
You're so right, Mr. Petrie. I just sent Susie off to a party in her sister's hand-me-down dress. New super suds made the colors blossom out so bright. She's proud to wear it now.
And your white wash?
Whiter than new. Even my oldest towel. New Super Suds beat sunshine to get my wash white, even when it's dry in the basement.
Ladies, your dealer has new Super Suds with Pyre in the same big blue box. Get new Super Suds today and make all your clothes look newer. And now, the names of the Ford winners in the sixth and last week of the big Super Suds jingle contest. Mrs. Jamie Peterson, Austin, Texas. Mrs. Dorothy Daly Connolly, Moberly, Missouri. Mrs. Ann Herbert, Chicago, Illinois. Mrs. Winston Johnson, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
More coffee, dear?
I want thanks, Blondie.
The children are downstairs all ready to go to Ormond's with us to talk to Santa Claus.
Oh, well. Now, look, I'll talk to Santa Claus first and fix it up so he'll tell me just what they want, see? Mm-hmm. I'll find out what it is, Blondie.
I know you will, dear. No child can outwit Dad the sunset.
That's right. Just give me a little time and I'll outwit any kid.
Oh. Darling, what are you giving me for Christmas?
You'd like to know, huh?
Well, I hope it's not that funny.
Oh, shall I give you a little hint?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it comes in a box, and when you get it wet, it gets very active and does a lot of hard work for you.
Oh, sounds wonderful. What is it?
Box of Super Suds.
Oh, I
do. Of course, I do have something else that you'll like, Anna.
Well, I have something else special for you, too. But I won't tell you what it is or give you any hints. Except that it's red, white, and blue, and you'll wear it around your neck.
Holy smokes. They'll call me Old Glory Bumstead. And...
We're ready, though, Mother.
Okay.
Okay, darling. Come on.
Well, let's go. We've got some mighty important business to talk for these children to Santa Claus. Come on.
You better see to it, Alexander. I'll be around on Christmas morning when you're asleep. Goodbye for now. Next.
Oh, boy, Mommy. Santa Claus sure is super, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's just about the nicest person in the whole world.
Next to you, of course.
Oh, thank you, Cookie.
Yeah, how about me?
Oh, you too, Pop.
Yeah. Thanks, son. Blondie, why don't you take the children over to the electric train, huh?
I
want to ask Santa Claus for a few little things myself.
I understand, dear. Now, just put in a good word for me, too.
Yeah, I will.
Why, of course I'll visit you on Christmas.
I've got to find something out. I'm very sorry, lady.
What's your language, food?
Yeah. Come on, Saint Nicholas. What did they ask you for? Huh?
My dear youngster, I do not betray the confidence of children placing me.
Why?
You don't seem to realize that I am Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, you're Santa Claus. Okay, Santa Claus, but I still want to know what the...
Listen, get going before I slug you.
Yeah, but...
Eat it and take that pop gun with you.
Goodbye, little boy.
Oh, dear, let's see now. I know Dad would want one of these thingamajiggers that cuts wood anywhere you want to cut it.
Hello, Blondie.
Oh, hello, Herbie. Why, where's Harriet?
Hey, she's right here behind those packages that are following me.
Hi, Blondie. Oh, hello, Harriet.
Yeah, isn't Dagwood with you?
Oh, yes, and the children, too. They were dragging Dagwood all over the store, so I left them to come down here to the hardware department and look at some power tools for them.
Oh, that's nice. Say, Herbert, honey, what do you call this thing here?
That is a bandsaw, stupid baby.
Oh, yeah, one of those musical saws they play in a band.
See that saw over there? Yeah. That's what they use for a musical saw, see?
Well, then why isn't it in the music department?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Woodley. Stop seesawing back and forth. I'm getting dizzy. Herb, tell me, do you think Dagwood would like this bandsaw?
Oh, he'd be crazy about it, Blondie. He's such a cut-up anyway.
Then I think I'll get it for you.
Oh, Herb, Herb, what's this?
Oh, it's a plane.
A plane? Oh, I'm too smart to believe that, Herbert. This little lion thing's too heavy to fly.
Harriet. Harriet, darling, they must have smuggled you through grade school. This one is a jack plane, and this is a plane plane.
Well, it isn't plain to me. You know, I think Dad would have a couple of planes somewhere.
Yeah, they're in my garage. You know, Harriet, I wish you'd be like Blondie and get something from this department for me.
Okay, sweetie, Tante Mary. I see something I'm going to get for you.
Oh, you do? What is it?
A complete set of chisels for the biggest chiseler I know. Well, don't worry, Herb. She really loves you. Well, I've got to buy this store and get back to Dagwood and the children. Come on, Herbert. Let's get up to the jewelry department. See you later.
Hey, Blondie, dear.
Yes.
I have a few little errands I have to do if you want to take the kids home.
All right, Roger. Did you find out what the children want that's so important to them?
Yeah. No. And Blondie, I've decided something.
What, dear?
These kids can outwit Dagwood Bumstead.
Gee, all the buses are all full of shoppers going home. I'll never get there if I don't just...
Hey, that looks like Mrs. Bob Orpington's big long limousine coming this way.
It is. Hey, Mrs. Bob Orpington, you.
Right now, I've been doing my Christmas shopping. My children want something special for Christmas, and I can't find out what it is. I want to make sure that Santa Claus doesn't forget.
Oh, the Finance Acquired Word Association test.
Yeah.
You read off a list of 5 or 6 words, one at a time.
Yeah.
And each time you read a word, they have to tell you the words that come into their mind first.
Mm.
Now, for instance, I'd say, food, and you'd say steak.
No, I'd say sandwich. And if I said blood, you'd say red.
No, I'd say blue.
Now wait a minute. You mean if I say something like Christmas present, maybe the kids will say what they want, huh? Is that it?
Precisely.
I suppose that you finished most of your Christmas shopping.
Oh, yes. I just came back from a week in New York.
Did you fly back?
No, I took a plane.
How was the weather in New York, Miss Bubbles?
Well, the weather, dear boy, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I didn't go outside. You see, I have a large home on the Hudson.
Yeah, Hudson? Mm, you mean you have a penthouse on your limousine now?
No, this is on the river you step down into.
Yeah.
You know, the minute I enter that house, I set the dial on the air conditioning unit for Southern California.
Oh. And that makes it like California and your New York home.
Yeah, it's perfectly lovely. Mm-hmm. Except for early morning fog and smudging in the citrus areas. And my car is air conditioned too.
Oh, it is.
But I did notice a lot of white fluffy stuff blowing around. Mm-hmm. And unless they're raising cotton in Central Park, it's snowed. Well, that's the weather report. Now, can I drop you anywhere, dear boy?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Would you mind taking me home?
Oh, I'd love to take you home. Oh, you mean your home, don't you? Well, hop right in and sit here.
Oh,
next to me.
Oh, thank you. Oh, isn't it nice? You know, I've never been in such a big car with such a small back seat.
Oh, comfy, isn't it? Particularly in this weather.
Yeah.
You know, my late husband, Mr. Buff Orpington, the man who invented the chicken, you know, he always used to say, isn't it lucky that Christmas always comes during the Christmas holidays? Oh, drive on, Austin!
Ah.
sure that you understand how to play this, this little game?
As soon as Daddy says a word, you say the first word you think of.
Yes, Daddy, I know.
All right, now here we go. Get ready. The first word is red.
Santa.
Santa?
Reindeer.
Normandy?
Present.
Present?
Summer dresses set. Oh.
Now look at that. It didn't work. That can't be what you want, Blondie.
Oh, but a silver dresser set sounds like a nice idea for a present.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. So let's call Alexandra in. Thanks very much, Cookie.
You're welcome, Daddy. Didn't I win anything?
Oh, yes, you won a nickel, Cookie, for your answer about the silver dresser set. Give her a nickel, dear.
What? Yeah. Here's your nickel, Cookie.
Thanks, Mother.
Who, me?
You want me now, Pop?
Yes, Alexander, yeah. Now, you understand how to play this, don't you?
Sure, Pop. After you say a word, I say the first word that comes into my head.
That's correct. Now, here we go. The first word is red.
Head.
Red head. Hey, that's very good. Wow, wow.
That's good.
Well, but personally, I prefer blonde. A blonde. Now, the next word is Santa.
What?
Normandy.
Mom.
Present.
Silver dresser set. Holy smoke! I'm going to stay over.
Well, wait a minute. This idea is no good, Blondie. It won't work. Alexander, you don't want a silver dresser set, do you?
Well, no, but...
Give him a nickel, Dagwood.
Well,
I think Alexander deserves a reward for thinking of a good idea like that.
Yeah? Okay. But why should they both say silver dresser set?
All right, here's a nickel, Alexander.
Thanks, Mom.
What? Come on, son. Now, let me try it with you, Daddy.
You want to try it?
Yes. Now, remember, say the first word you think of. Red.
Flannel.
Santa.
Anita.
Armandy.
Bandsaw.
Present.
Silver dresser set. Now, they got me doing
it. What did you say when I said Armandy?
I said bandsaw. I don't know why I said bandsaw. I know it'd be too expensive, dear. I can't understand why I'd say silver dresser set. Hey.
Oh, what's the matter, darling?
Oh, nothing. But I just got a good idea for a present for you. Oh, boy. And come to think about it, you've been wanting this for a long time, dear.
What's that, Daddy?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not even going to give you a little bitty hint.
Oh, Dad, but I couldn't possibly guess.
Don't go away, folks. The bum says we'll be back in just a moment. Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste cleans teeth better than Colgate Dental Cream. Colgate's safe polishing agent cleans teeth gently and thoroughly, brings out natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove that Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases...